tune in Saturday nights, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Soul Central Station with Tony Ryan.
99.5 WBAI.
Hi, this is Bobby Humphrey. You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
Simple things I should have learned to do, and all the little words I should have said to you, baby. I guess it's not too late for me to learn to be a friend. That won't mean our world of trouble has come to an end. No, I guess we're gonna have to listen to our hearts now and do our best to give ourselves a second start now. I know the emptiness that fills a heart which feels alone. I know the soul that's seeking freedom from the world that's known. In my life I've felt okay. And all the things that just like children we had hoped would be that never fell into our longing hands so easily. When you should never feel as if you're in the world alone. You should never feel as if you are with out of home. In my life I've felt more pain, yeah. From regret than anything.
It really wasn't me. Just a moment, just a moment in time. And really wasn't me. Just a moment, a moment in time. And really wasn't me. Just a moment in time.
You are tuned to WBAL in New York, and I am Catherine Davis, and I want to thank you all for joining us today for the LSB Candidates Forum. And today I want to say hello and welcome to WBAI's Candidate Forum for 2023 Delegate Elections. Today we will hear from various listener candidates running to represent you on WBAI's local station board. We have 28 total candidates running for 9 seats. You can find more information online at elections.pacifica.org. I'm your moderator, Catherine Davis. The forum starts with candidate statements followed by questions from you. You can call in. The number is 212-209-2877. That's 212-209-2877. And you can also email your questions. Today we're using the email radio at WBAI.org, radio at WBAI.org. So that gives you two options for asking your questions. All questions should be in general in nature, and not directed to specific candidates. All candidates will have the chance to answer each question. Please note that all viewpoints presented are those of the participants and do not reflect the position of the Pacifica Foundation or WBAI. All participants must respect each other and abide by the ground rules, which the candidates have agreed to in advance. Neither candidates or listeners may use derogatory language. Anyone using such language will be immediately and permanently removed from the forum or from the air if it's a questioner. Each candidate has 2 minutes to make an opening statement. Candidates will be able to view a timer on the screen, and I will let them know when the time is up. After our live candidates make their statements, I will read short statements submitted by candidates who could not be with us today. To give each candidate a chance to answer questions first, the order of candidates will be rotated when answering those questions. So let's see, I'm going to look at for our candidates, and let me see who is the first one. Gloria should be the first candidate, and I'm going to see if I can start this timer, and you will have 2 minutes. Hello?
Hi, has the clock started ticking?
Well, no, I had some issues here. And not sure that we were actually broadcasting. So I'm going to start over since there are only a few of you here so that people get the full understanding. Forgive me. Okay, welcome to the WBAI's Candidate Forum for 2023 Delegate Elections. Today, we will hear from various listener candidates running to represent you on WBAI's local board elections, station board. We have 28 total candidates running for 9 seats. You can find more info online at elections.pacifica.org. I'm Catherine Davis, the moderator for this forum. And the forum starts with candidate statements followed by questions from you. You can call in insert number. The number is 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877, or email. And the email we're using today is radio@wbai.org, radio@wbai.org. So you have two options to bring your questions to the table. All questions should be general in nature and not directed to specific candidates. All candidates will have the chance to answer each question. Please note that all viewpoints presented are those of the participants and do not reflect the position of the Pacifica Foundation or WBAI. All participants must respect each other and abide by the ground rules, which the candidates have agreed to in advance. Neither candidates or listeners may use derogatory language. Anyone using such language within the forum or on the air by listeners will be removed from the process. Each candidate has 2 minutes to make an opening statement, and candidates will be able to view a timer, which we're hoping that that will work for us now, and to let them know when their 2 minutes are up. After our 14 live candidates overall make their statements, I will read a short statement submitted by candidates who could not be with us today. To give each candidate a chance to answer questions, I'm going to rotate the order of those answering the questions, or at least that's the plan. So I'm going to open the door for Gloria to start with her statement, and please do give us the correct pronunciation of your name.
Hi, I'd like to thank WBAI listeners and Pacifica, as well as Catherine Davis, for giving me this opportunity to speak. My name is Gloria Gio, and I'd like to be on the board of WBAI. I'm a former bureaucrat in New York City government, and I think there's a lot of transference between nonprofits and government. I have a background in policy and budgeting and all of that hard, horrible stuff, as well as having had a rock band and also being a writer. Because of a lot of the writing I've done, I have been published quite a bit, and I work very closely with Covert Action magazine. I've also formulated with others a group called Green Renaissance Sovereign Rights Movement, which is a group within the Green Party, and it also includes some members from the Libertarian Party as well. And it's just basically about good practices and processes. And I believe that through cross-promotion, we could expand our listenership, and in doing so, hopefully bring in more revenue. Because of my position in journalism, I have a lot of friends that have some, you know, high profile, and I'm hoping that I can count on them to forward WBAI's mission. And I see my like 17 minutes or like 17 seconds are running out. So thank you so much. And I hope I can answer your questions, and I look forward to hearing them.
Thank you very much. And next is Adrienne.
Yes. Hi, my name is Adrienne Mizells, and I'd like to thank WBAI and its listeners. My family and I started listening to WBAI when I was 9 years old, and the knowledge we gained from the station has had a transformative impact on our lives. So I want to give back, and I believe that this station needs fresh young candidates to do things differently, and I'm one of those candidates. I want to help WBAI grow in terms of revenue and listenership and thrive across a new generation of listeners and technology formats. And I have a rare combination of legal, business, and technology experience, which I'll leverage to accomplish the following three things. First, as a former attorney, I look to preserve the fundamentals of public listener-supported radio by ensuring that free speech reigns supreme by fighting even the smallest wisp of censorship, opposing any privatizing sale, lease, swap, or shutdown of the station, and ensuring good, equitable governance of the station. Second, as the former head of AOL's digital innovation team and an award-winning inventor, I'll help drive digital innovation at the station to reach a broader and younger generation to increase revenue, as well as to look to create new revenue models to increase funding. And third, as the current CEO of a technology startup, I'll not only come up with ideas, but use my operational knowledge to execute on them and to do so swiftly, increasing the efficiency of our operations and turning our limited resources into the highest output for you, the listeners. WBAI is in dire financial straits, and I believe that now is the time for fresh new perspectives and people with the ability to execute to turn this station around. I'll bring my experience to the station to get the most enjoyable experience on and off the air for our audience. Again, I am Adrienne Mizells, and I hope you elect me for the local station board.
Thank you. That was excellent. And we also have Andrew on the call. Andrew, do you have a candidate, an introduction?
This is Andrew. I'm not a candidate.
Okay.
I thought the public was invited to this.
Okay, so I'll ask you to mute, and we'll come to you later. Is Eleanor available? Eleanor?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you, Eleanor. Would you like, hold on, let me reset. Please have your statement.
I'm Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman, former staff member, former community advisory board member until I joined the local station board, Pacifica Fight Back member, running for re-election to prevent Pacifica being overtaken by the New Day vandals who seized the station for a month in October 2019, turning it into a California repeater station. Let's keep WBAI open to anti-war voices at 99.5 FM and follow the bylaws scrupulously. I see myself as a conduit representing you. When listeners ask me to bring something up to the LSB, I try to. I invite your input. Please send me your questions and suggestions to eefwww@yahoo.com. That's EEF as in Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman, www@yahoo.com with the subject line in all capital letters so it will stand out in the morass that is my inbox. Please vote for me and for Pacifica Fight Back endorsed candidates Serene Roberts, Joan DiLorenzo, and Alejandrina Murphy, so together we can enact constructive policies. I'm Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman.
Thank you very much for that. And we are going to now move to a bit of music while we wait for your phone call. Stay tuned. Call-in number is 212-209-2877. Waiting for calls to come in. Andrew, do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, this is Andrew Weiss from KPFK in Los Angeles. I'm a listener member, a monthly sustainer, and a member. But we are all Pacifica, I believe. My questions for the candidates, have you read the Pacifica bylaws and the Pacifica mission statement, which guide us and govern us, and what do you think of them? Are you familiar with the New Day Pacifica referendum to change our bylaws? And what do you think of them? And did you vote for them? And lastly, since I think as a network, that is one of our greatest strengths, working together as five stations in a network and our affiliates, what do you think about us being a network and how we can strength and work together and use that as our strength. Can that strengthen us? Thank you.
Okay, so why don't we start with an answer from Eleanor?
I have read the bylaws and the mission statement. I reread them. It's not the first time I've read them. When I decided to throw my hat in the ring for re-election, I think they are good. I think we need to reach out more to the community for some of the things that have been overlooked in the bylaws, such as encouraging community plays, participation in concerts, issuing awards. They don't need to be monetary awards. We can award the best people airtime. And I was firmly against the New Day bylaws, proposed bylaw changes. I voted against them. They would have set up what would have been basically a self-perpetuating board instead of the kind of elected board that we have right now that is so unique to Pacifica and its mission. Have I answered all of your questions, Andrew?
All right, thank you for that. Gloria, would you like to answer the question?
Yeah, I'd like to lie and say I've read the bylaws and the mission statement, but I haven't. I've been working on other things concurrently. And one of the main things that I think I bring to this is that cross-promotion and dealing with some of the groups such as like the Jimmy Dore, Convo Couch, Joe Rogan, Russell Brand, kind of getting those people to try to publicize the importance of WBAI as a protection against censorship, internet censorship. So I think, this is our backup plan and it's very important. I do understand about the New Day issues and the desire to make WBAI a repeater station, which I think is abhorrent. I think community radio is fundamental and critical, especially in a time of censorship by, we have three media giants. We have State Street, we have BlackRock, and we have Vanguard, and they own everything. So we need to push back against that and protect our ability to have free speech by using, radio waves. And I think, if we can impress upon these personalities who have a huge reach, how important it is for them to get their viewers and listeners to come to us, it could be a huge windfall. And that's something that, I feel very strongly about, that we keep our, connection. While I was in Nicaragua recently, invited there to observe the revolution celebration. There was a revolution in Nicaragua where they threw out the sitting puppet president that was put in place by the United States. I had the opportunity to actually visit their public radio station, and their radio station was bombed in a coup attempt in 2018. So I've seen and spoken to people firsthand how important community public radio is and how it's the first thing that is bombed and destroyed. And it seems that WBAI is being destroyed almost from the inside. So I think there's tremendous things that we can do working together. And thank you so much.
And Adrian, I invite you to give your statement.
Answer. Yes. Oh, thank you. So I have read the mission statement. I have not read the bylaws. And I have to say, I agree a lot with what Gloria said about free speech and having influencers and voices who are independent voices who are promoting free speech come to a platform like us. I believe that as the only true listener-sponsored radio station in New York, WBAI is in a unique position to offer content that is not beholden to corporate sponsors' agendas. In other words, true, uncensored discourse, news, and content. And the only way to fight misinformation is not with censorship, but with more information. And that is something that I would strive and fight to make sure that we uphold. And Andrew, you asked another question, which is about working across Pacifica stations. And when I worked at AOL, when AOL acquired Time Warner, one of the biggest, I'd say, missteps of that acquisition, it wasn't a merger, but was that the sister companies did not work together. They were not given the CEOs weren't given the impetus, the incentive to work together. And that was the failing of that acquisition, because we, each of the stations have their own resources. And when you pull together resources, not only can you pull together minds to work together, but resources to create economies of scale to help promote all of us and help make our operations richer, more cost-effective, and create a platform that is now nationwide. So I would be a massive, not only supporter of that, but someone who would actively look if there was openness with the other stations to make that, to execute upon that.
Excellent. We're going to take a listener question by phone. So let's open up the phone. Hello, you're on the air.
Is that me?
Yes.
Yeah, it has been reported that a number of WBI's show hosts are on a Ukrainian government-sponsored hit list with an assassination list with financial support and backing for the list coming from even the United States and NATO. I know that some may dismiss that, but should these questions be important to the local station board? And if so, what should the LSB and maybe Pacifica be doing about it?
Okay. Why don't we start with Gloria?
I think it's critical. Two of my good friends are on the kill list. One is Jeremy Kuzmarov, and the other is Randy Credico. And I forgot to mention that I've been interviewed twice on WBAI for articles that I've written, once with Lucy, let me see if I can, I'm losing all my notes. twice with Lucy on Voices of Resistance, and twice with King Downing on Wake Up. And I think it's extremely important that we as WBAI present news, especially that is not getting attention on mainstream media. And often I'll watch something such as Democracy Now!, and it seems like they're repeating the exact same State Department talking points that CNN is saying or MSNBC is saying. So I think it's critical that we address these issues. I know Jeremy's also running for the board, and he's a Tulsa dad. And just simply for writing his opinion on what's going on in Ukraine, he's been put on the kill list. And when he researched it, because he's a researcher, he found out it comes out of Langley. So what can you say? But anyway, these are the kind of things that we need to really put on the news so that people tune into us, to hear something different and to hear what they're not getting elsewhere. Thank you.
Okay. And Adrian, do you want to answer this question? And let me just give out the on-air call line, 212-209-2877.
Yeah, again, Gloria, you and I are very like-minded on stuff. I absolutely believe that this is the ability, free speech, it's the First Amendment in our Bill of Rights for a reason. It is the foundation of our Constitution. I mean, as a lawyer, I read every single word of the Constitution in law school and constitutional law, and I have a deep reverence for that document and for everything that it stands for. It's, of course, been bastardized since, you know, our forefathers had promulgated it. But in their prescience, they made the First Amendment to be free speech, because without that bedrock, we don't have a democracy. And as far as what the LSB can do to protect people from a kill list, that is something that I do not have knowledge of. If I might put my CEO tactical hat on, but to the extent that the LSB has some pull to make information public, because I think that the more we wake up people and have this information spread, you know, it's like that, dating myself, but that Fabergé commercial, they told two friends and they told two friends and so on and so on. The more that we spread the news and more people wake up, the more we all will be protected in the rights to have freedom of speech.
Thank you. I have a written question. Have you attended LSB meetings? If so, what are your thoughts about the meetings, its structure and procedures, and how do you think the LSB could be a more effective fundraising body? And, well, why don't we start with you, Adrian?
Yes, I've attended a couple of the meetings, and I want to be diplomatic in my response. I will just say straight up, I'll just be direct. I thought that they were very inefficient. I thought that, and this is, you know, with my CEO operator hat on, I listened to one meeting where they spent at least 40 minutes arguing over a single word to be put into a memo. I was shocked that would not happen in corporate America, would not happen in my startup, in efficiently run startups. And, you know, that's why in my opening speech, I spoke about bringing some fresh perspectives and the ability to execute. And, you know, Einstein said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, which is why I think that the board needs new blood, especially people who know how to operate and execute. And what would I do differently? I'd have to like look to see like what are the rules of how these meetings are conducted. I'm not privy to those, or I don't know what they are, but not spending time where, you know, 40 minutes where we're discussing one word, that should be set aside to a subgroup to discuss that. You can then do a poll, an online digital poll of the members in order to get their votes, but not, especially if listeners are calling in and they're wasting their time listening to this. So that's one thing that I would do. The second thing I would do is I also hear a lot of ideas being presented in these meetings with no tactical plan afterwards. And my role as a CEO is who, what, by when, or who, how much, by when. What are the next steps? Who's doing it? And when's the expected deadline? When's the expected date to deliver? And when we have delivery, when we know who's responsible and what they're responsible, now we can start moving the ship forward. So I hear lots of idea generation with like, and a lot of people on soapboxes and grandstanding, and to me, that's not how you run it. And it's, I have to say, like, I can see to a large extent why the station is in this situation that it is now. And now is the time. I mean, WBAI is in dire straits for folks to get in who can know how to execute and turn the ship around.
And Eleanor?
I was not allowed to answer the previous question.
Oh,
I'd like to answer both.
Please do. My apologies.
I'm concerned if there's a kill list that lists people I know on it or anyone on it. But I want to first make sure that there is such a kill list. Watching people speak on YouTube is not proof to me. I'd like to see any such website translated from Ukrainian into by some neutral professional translator, so that I know that there actually is such a kill list before I start tearing my hair out about it.
Well, I suggest you read some of Jeremy's work.
I believe I'm the person who is answering this question. And, oh dear, the second question, about how the meetings are run. I've found it very difficult to adjust to them and to the endless roll calls. I've been forced to study and confront Robert's Rules of Order, which I find the very opposite of intuitive and helpful. I'd like to have the chat reopened to the listeners, to everyone, so to be able to freely communicate, which is what the way it was before. And I wish we could find some other, apparently Zoom doesn't allow votes where the vote is recorded by a hands up, if thumbs up, thumbs down matter. But I'd like to find a platform that allows people to all vote at the same time and have it recorded who voted which way without having to have constant roll calls. It could be done much more quickly.
Thank you for that. Gloria?
I think Robert's Rules of Order are great. I think going into the weeds on words is like a CIA tactic. I mean, there's actually a CIA pamphlet that says how to destroy an organization. And it's hysterical. It's actually quite funny. And I'll put that in the chat also. And it talks about putting people who are not effective in positions of leadership. It talks about tying up meetings by going over minutiae and digging into the weeds, as opposed to finding places where people agree and moving forward. So, I mean, there's a lot of tactics that I'm aware of and that I see in groups that they're trying to destroy. And, you know, you have to think, why would anyone want to destroy WBAI? Why would anyone want to destroy public radio? Because they want to limit a narrative to the narrative that's prevailing. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of techniques used. And the thing is not to take these techniques personally and not to get upset by them. And not to take the assaults and the stuff that happens, but just to understand that these are tactics that are used to destroy from within. And, you know, I attended, I think it was two meetings, and I witnessed the same stuff. I witnessed the moderator using Robert's Rules of Order, and that was fine, but things just swerving into minutiae and arguments over things that were really not even applicable. And I find that inexcusable. And I have a group, it's called Green Renaissance Sovereign Rights Movement. We don't do that. You know, if somebody is really outrageous, then, you know, they're put on hold for a while. And, you know, there's different personalities and sometimes people get really worked up and sometimes they need to chill out. But the basic thing is that we move forward and we work together. Thank you.
Thank you for that. And Bruce Grief, you have an email, but you're also online. Do you want to ask your question? Uh, Okay, the question is, what in your view, from your experience with the station, are the reasons for the decline in listenership? And let's start with Eleanor.
When the station was taken off the air in October 2019, and California and recordings were typed instead, and no local programming, they called it Pacifica Across America. That made the listenership plummet because our station, WBAI, was not broadcasting. And though there were lots of articles about how Pacifica had been taken over, there were not lots of articles about how it was restored by judge's order a month later. People thought it was gone, and so they didn't tune back. That's one major reason for the drop in listenership. There are many others. We're not reaching out to young people as we should. The listenership has been getting older and older, and we need young people in the station programming if we want young people listening. Young people are not accustomed to even having a radio, let alone listening to a radio. And I've suggested that we go out to demonstrations that we should be covering and give out little cheapo radios that only get WBAI, and we can request, if someone can afford it, a $25 contribution to become a member, but we will give them out either way so that people will have a radio and they can listen to it, to our station in particular. And we need to reach out to underserved audiences, minority audiences. There are lots of things that we can do. If we had a premium for T-shirts or hoodies, we would be able to have people walking around the streets advertising the station for free.
Thank you. Adrienne, would you like to answer?
Yeah, so I think the reason why we have low listenership is because of a few reasons. One is that the on-air talent, a lot of it, people, younger generations are not familiar with them. And the second is younger generations aren't going to radio. And I think that we need, and I saw, Bruce, your comment that we had low listenership before October 19th. And I know that my mom found out that WBAI was back on the air. And so she went back on the air to listen to it. And so I think this is what I said in my opening statement also, but we need to go to where the people are, to where the eyeballs are, where the ears are, let's say, put it that way, the ears are. And it's not always on over the broad. I'm not saying get rid of the antenna and not get rid of broadcasting, but diversify and bring the content online digitally where the younger generations are, and get names and hosts and folks who want to have a presence on radio who already have a population. So this is a you know, how to get mass, sort of like mass marketing. You bring talent that already has an audience back into the fold, find them where they are in the digital, bring them onto the broadcasting. And now we start to grow our listener base and we can start to grow our revenue base. And just one last point. I was on a call before for WBAI and somebody said, oh, somebody made a comment about beefing up the website. And someone said, we're a radio, not a website. And I have to say that I think that's an old school thought process. Again, just to use an analogy of AOL, AOL died because its main business was dial-up subscription. And when broadband came along, it started hemorrhaging revenue and it didn't really look to diversify and create new business models and new channels. And WBAI needs to do that. It needs to find new channels and new distribution for for its content. Thank you.
Gloria, do you want to answer this?
I agree with Adrienne quite a bit, it seems. And I also like the ideas of Eleanor. When I was in Nicaragua at Radio Ya, which was a station that was firebombed in a coup attempt, while they tried to hold off, you know, it's pretty intense. I will be writing about this. Others have. I think it's what they expressed is that they're very connected to the community, and the community came out to help them, and the community came out to actually fight the people who were trying to bomb the radio station, who did bomb the radio station. There was actually, that's how integrated they are to the community. So I think the idea that Eleanor brought forth, saying, you know, we need to be out in the community, we need to have a presence, we need to, you know, throw some concerts, you know, come up with some merch that is usable. I think that's very important. And also, I'd like to say that it is important to have a website presence. It is important to also understand why programs such as Joe Rogan, such as Russell Brand, such as Jimmy Dore are successful. And one of the reasons they're successful is they don't sectionalize the audience. They're not into this kind of identity politics, kind of very narrow sliver approach. They're into something that really crosses democratic lines, crosses Republican lines, crosses race, religion lines, and is just dealing with what makes sense. So I think, you know, having programming that kind of cuts across these lines could be a very good way to bring in listeners. Additionally, in my car, often I listen to Sirius, and perhaps WBAI could get some shows on Sirius XM. And that would draw traffic to us because we're free. And Sirius FM has a cost. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to have to ask all of our candidates to be more mindful of time. We have a lot of questions coming in, and we won't be able to get to them otherwise. Thank you. We're going to go to the phone and see if we have a question. Please state your name and your question.
Hello. Well, my name is Mitchell Cohen. I'm a former chair of the WBAI local station board, and I have no idea if I'm broadcasting on the air or not. So as a former chair for a number of years, it's clear to me that there's been a long-in-process CIA takeover of Pacifica that's coming to a head right now, including intentional attempts to bankrupt the network using all sorts of tactics that Gloria had mentioned, phony lawsuits, all sorts of other things that we can go into at another point. Right now, the network is about to go bankrupt, which will be doing the CIA's bidding, actually, and make it possible for them to take over more easily. So do you think that we can fight the CIA-sponsored bankruptcy efforts? How will you participate in the station's raising of the needed funds quickly by BAI and Pacifica to keep the network from being bankrupted, facilitating those efforts? And I especially want to know the answer to the last point. What can we do quickly to raise the funds needed to put it in that context? And I know that I heard Eleanor Foreman mentioned before that she wants to wait to see if there's proof, and the proof is
thank you
all over the place.
We have to give time for the candidates to answer. Thank you for your question, and for our candidates, please try to pick what part you can answer and give everyone a chance. So why don't we start with Adrienne?
I've listened to a couple of the board calls, and it seems like there's some efforts right now to go and get on the phone and dial for dollars, basically, to get funds in from listeners who have maybe not donated in a while. I also heard ideas for getting some sponsorships. So, and I don't know what the rules are as far as different organizations being able to do, like, let's say PSAs or sponsorships. I think that that's an immediate way to raise funds. Also, like Gloria mentioned, having some events is an immediate way. And I think something else that we could try to do very quickly is go to talent that would like to be on air, who already has a following, and give them an opportunity to come on board, bring their following, and then do fundraising with that much larger audience, like really rejuvenate our audience by injecting fresh blood. Thank you.
Thank you. Gloria, we also have a online question that reflects the same from Rachel Barr. How would you raise immediate funds for WBAI in light of the fact that we are nearly bankrupt?
Well, I think the most important thing is to alert people to our situation. And the best way to alert people to our situation is to take people who are friendly to our mission, such as the Jimmy Dore, so much as the Convo Couch, such as the Russell Brand, such as the Joe Rogans, and have them make an appeal for us to protect freedom of speech and free public access radio. It's critical. And I do believe that we got to get the message out. And we can't get the message out just to our listeners. We have to get the message out to everyone. People have to understand what they can lose. This is our backup to internet censorship. And this is our backup to the censorship of, legacy media.
Thank you. And Eleanor, did you answer this question?
Not yet. Today, there was a, quote, town hall on the WBAI's fiscal crisis. There were 18 people present. There should have been an on-air program telling people about how dire our straits are and asking for the listeners' contributions, answers to this. If people knew, they'd be more likely to contribute. Other things we can do, if we were to have only programming that's free programming, if we stopped paying exorbitant amounts to programmers who cost us big bucks, that would be a huge savings. Also, we have a huge number of consultants, which is a end run around the proper hiring procedures that are supposed to be gone through. And most of those consultants are not necessary. So we could get rid of the ones that aren't necessary and they're expensive and do proper hiring for the positions that are actually needed. I've already mentioned that we can go out into to the people and offer things such as the little radios and T-shirts that would give us free.
Thank you. I'm going to ask Virginia, who's online, to ask her question. We're down to the last few minutes, and I want to give everyone a chance to do a closing statement. Virginia?
Hi, I just think I just looked at the WBAI website, and you do have this for some shows, I'm not sure all, but it seems really important to have searchable text summaries. So that, because Pacifica has some great shows on, but nobody can find them. So that could bring in lots of listeners and money. And I know, despite the importance of legacy radio, you can't do without the new digital age if you want to keep having an audience. Thanks.
Thank you. I'm not sure that was a question.
And what people think of that.
Very quickly, please. Gloria.
Searchable text summaries of shows online.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's a great idea. The other thing I understand is that we have this incredible archive. And I haven't really dived into the archive, but I understand we might even have like Malcolm X speaking. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, this is something that really just is mind blowing. I would love to hear, you know, some of these archives, and it makes me want to search them and look for them. And I think it's extremely a great idea and very exciting. And I support it.
Adrian?
Yeah, Virginia, I support everything you just said. As somebody who is, you know, tech first, digital first, I started coding software when I was 11 years old. I've been in technology, and I'm a geek, my entire life. I don't see a way for WBAI to exist unless we pivot and start doing more things in technology. I mean, to me, it's like reliving AOL all over again. And I do, you know, again, just on the topic of raising funds quickly, as many sponsorships, as many ways that we can look to contests, folks who are like, who would contribute like raffle items for us to get more money in. There are things that I think we can do that are on the fly, that are creative, to get it in, funds in very quickly. Thank you.
I just have an idea. I'm sorry.
Eleanor is next.
Okay.
We could, as you were mentioning archives, we could comb through our archives to make premiums. The general manager is constantly harping on the need for new premiums. If we had a premium, everything we have of Malcolm X, everything we have of Martin Luther King, everything we have of programs on subject X, Y, or Z, that would be a near inexhaustible source of new premiums.
Excellent. And we have one more caller holding on. Caller, your name and your question. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Is this me? Hello? Hello?
Ask your question. You're on the line, yes.
Okay, I didn't know if I was being heard. Good afternoon, and thank you for this. I would like to ask the candidates, what are they willing to do, and how far are they willing to go to not only raise immediate funds, but to inform the management that things need to be changed up so that BAI could literally continue. I'm not talking about new premiums, talking about what lengths are you comfortable in going to get some change going so that we have money and we have new programming too. To what lengths are you willing to go to? And I just wanted to add, I'm not sure how many of the candidates have attended LSB meetings as listeners, but when it's public comment time by 9:15, the LSB members are not allowed to answer listeners' questions. And I think, talk about censorship, that's the perfect example of it on a listener-sponsored radio station. So I would love an answer to the question. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Adrian, why don't you start us off?
So as far as like how far would I go? I'm a person who believes in being a stand for what I feel is right and not taking no for an answer. I don't know, and this is actually a question that I've asked a few of the a couple of the existing board members. What is the sort of authority that this board has? And I've gotten different answers, which I find concerning, frankly. And I was on the call earlier that Eleanor had mentioned, and people were talking about podcasts, and I asked, well, why hasn't it been done? Like, what has been done towards it, and who's supposed to execute on it? And I did not get a direct answer. Just to bring up my experience again, I mean, as far as what would I do? I mean, I'm CEO of my own startup, and as CEO, you do everything and any.